I'm going to try to read two verses of Scripture before I get into the message this morning. Got up this morning, I just run all the way through the Bible back. Couldn't find nothing. And Lord, it just not there. I don't know what to do. And, oh, little faith. I ought to know this after 40 years. I ought to know that it never let me down. He's always reached down with a big hand, giving me what I needed. And sitting there, and my mind was still going backwards and forwards through the Scriptures. It's just like a voice that, won't you just slow down and wait on God? And I flipped through the Bible then, and it just kind of stopped along the way. So, Second Corinthians, the fourth chapter, we're going to start. And we're going to read two verses. One chapter here, another in the book of James. But in the third verse, it says, but if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost. And I tell you, these are they that confess to be a Christian, confess to be man or woman in the presence of God. And as we journey through our life from day to day, week to week, month after month, and finally the end of the year comes, if our gospel have been hid, then it's hid to them that is very, very special to us. Them that the Lord would have said, go to them, talk to them. They've got confidence in you because that you was open with your gospel. You had the Word of God and you didn't shut it up. I mean, you give Him praise and honor and glory. It said, if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that's lost. My, my. I'm going to try my best to take my time, and I don't know what all I'm going to get into. But in the book of James, the fourth chapter, 17th verse, therefore, to them that knoweth to do good and do it not, to them it is sin. Now, if we confess to be a Christian, born-again believers, traveling for God, then we should know how to let our light shine and our gospel Amen. Not be hid.
Amen.
If we choose to not do that which is good, we already know, then to us, it is sin. Sin, hell was created for men and women that had sin. We're going on. Now maybe, hopefully we get into the message. In the book of Jude, in the 17th verse, but beloved, remember ye, the words which were spoken before of the apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ. How that they told you that there should be mockers in the last time who walked after their own ungodly lusts. These be they who separated themselves essential, having not the Spirit. I'm here to tell you today, these were they, I that hid the gospel, hid their testimony, and they sat on their seed, I do nothing, and they were satisfied within themselves, they separated themselves, of not having the Spirit of God. I believe today, if we are filled with the Holy Ghost power of God, that we want our loved ones, we want our people to know about the saving grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. Brother, listen, we know to do good. If we do it not, to us is sin. These are they. I have been hearing the word. That's been spoken from back yonder, from the apostles. They told us how to live, what to do, and how to present ourselves as a Christian, as a saved person. Listen, letting the world know that we've been saved, how we set apart, come out from among the world. Brother, listen, if our gospel is still hid, then we still walk in darkness. Listen, feel with ourselves the ungodly loves and that of the world.
Amen.
I don't just want to slow down. But these are they that know to do good, and they went forth to doing good. But ye, beloved, building up by yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost, having power with God, setting forth an example for them that's lost, building up on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost, not caring for the world to hear you, not caring who sees you, but let them know your love and that with God, keeping yourself in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. And while some having compassion, making a difference, and others say with fear, pulling them out of the fire, having even their garments sprinkled with the flesh, now unto him that is able to keep you from falling, and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. When we know to do good, brother, listen, and go forth and do the very best we can. I know today, he knew, he said to the children, go and sin not. But if you do, you have a navigator with the Father. Let us not be doom and gloom because he knew that we would sin. He knew that we would come short because living in the flesh of this world is a task. Brother, listen, and he was here. He lived it. He knew that we was not able to live like as he did. Brother, listen, he was perfect and without sin. But we live from day to day doing the best we can. Brother, when we do the best we can, then we live a life of repentance. Not ashamed. To let the world know when we sin and come short. We don't hide our gospel. But we let the world know, brother, that we pray and we're not ashamed to ask the Lord to forgive us of our shortcomings, forgive us of our sin, and help us to let our light shine before a lost and dying world. It's so easy when we come short to keep adrifting out into the world, walking after our own ungodly loves. But brother, listen, we be of they which I want the Lord to say, enter into the joys of the Lord. I to pray, I stay prayed up, and to keep a good atmosphere with God. Listen, There's not nothing lack. Keeping a good relationship with God. Praying in the Holy Ghost. Not caring who hears you. Brother, listen, there's some, listen today, in our Christian world, they just drifting on, down a broader road of sin. Listen, maybe they confess some kind of salvation, some word. Listen, but they separated themselves from the presence of God and not a building up on their whole most holy faith. Listen, all you asking me, I go to church and I'm saved. But I don't go all the time. I got other things to do. It's more important. I don't witness to nobody. I don't want to have anybody to know. The things that I've been doing, I sure don't want them to know that I'm confessing of the Lord Jesus Christ. Coming out from among the world, being a separated people, standing four square in there for God. These are they. Who do you want to present you with great joy at the end of the way? Listen, we need to build up on our most holy faith so we can pray in the Holy Ghost. Having power with God that might hear we might hear Him speak to our heart and He say, I've got somebody, some word that's lost and undone. I want you to go to them. Maybe we don't have time to fix up whatever's gone wrong. Brother, listen, we're not perfect. We live in the flesh. We come short. But listen, that don't hinder us. Listen, from praying day after day, being renewed day after day. Amen. In the power, in the demonstration of the power of God. Because when we come to the crossing of the end of the way, brother, I want Him to say, I come up here and live with me with great joy that He presents us to the Father. The Bible said with great joy, who is able to keep us from falling. Oh, listen, I stumble all the time. I stumble here and there. I come short. Brother, I'm not ashamed to tell you that I meet my knees to the earth and pray, God, have mercy on my failures and on my shortcomings. Amen. And He said, I'm faithful. I'm just to forgive you of all your shortcomings. What does hinder us then from being a Christian? What's hindering us from growing in the Holy Ghost? What's hindering us from learning the teachings of the Word? Listen. Oh, preacher, you don't know. You just don't know how it is. I might not know how it is with you, but I can point to you one that does know how it is with you. Amen. And how we come about making all of our failures. Yes. Well, I want the blessings of God. Well, I just ask, He said, He would give it.
Amen.
That's all we have to do is ask. And believe that He's going to. And He said, I will be there. And I believe that. I really do. If either one of you told me face to face, I'll meet you down at McDonald's tomorrow at 10 o'clock, I would not have no reason to doubt your word. I would be there looking for you. And I would be there looking for Jesus. If He told me to be there, I'd be there looking for Jesus. He has sent me a few times to places that I didn't want to go. He sent me a few times that I didn't know how it was going to turn out. But He's never sent me nowhere that when I got there, I could feel the power of God all over the place, and I could see the results. What he told me, brother, something was coming to pass. And it did. And it did. I don't want to go through this coming year with my gospel being hid. If our gospel, that's my testimony, that's my faith in Jesus, day after day building up on our most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost, but there's some separated themselves from the presence of God. There was some separated themselves. Walking after their own ungodly lusts. They had no right to pray. But one prayer, Lord, forgive me of my shortcomings. Being in such a situation, he said, let not this man think that he's going to receive anything from the Lord if we just drift off on our own. Living it up, doing what we want to do, we'll either come clean or we'll drift out in the marry clothes of sin. Brother David, get a song.
Number one.
Let's stand. You have to, you say.